This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers, and it's World Breastfeeding Week, a global celebration organized by the World Health Organization and UNICEF, which highlights the benefits of breastfeeding. Breastfeeding can provide important nutrients and antibodies to infants, which move from mother to baby through milk. But breastfeeding can also be very difficult and strenuous for parents who just want to make sure their children are getting enough food. Dr. Kelsey Ryan is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee and an expert on breastfeeding. She joins me now in studio. Dr. Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
When you're talking to new mothers or even expectant mothers, what are some of the initial challenges that you go through?
What a great question. I think that one of the biggest misconceptions about breastfeeding is that we all hope that it's going to be seamless and easy, and it isn't. It is a wonderful investment in your child's health, but it is also work. And especially initially, when both mom and baby are learning this whole new way of going about their days and their nights, it's a big adjustment. And it can take some time to work out. I know this from being a pediatrician who sees moms and babies in the newborn nursery. And I know this from being a mom who breastfed a baby.
What are some of the common issues that first-time mothers experience?
One of the most common things I hear about in the course of my work is that the infant doesn't seem like they know what they're doing. And that's true. We assume that babies automatically know how to breastfeed, and they need time to learn and adjust, and moms need time to learn and adjust. And so I think one of the most valuable pieces of a successful breastfeeding relationship is patience. And I think for me, at least personally, it was one of the hardest.
You know, one of the things that I think people are worried about is feeding their child enough. So maybe you're finally able to get your infant to latch, but now you're not sure if they're getting enough food. How do you know if they're getting enough nutrients?
This is something that pediatricians talk about all day long. There are many pieces of information that we can put together to get a sense of how a baby is doing nutritionally. And one of the most important things to remember is that volume of breast milk or formula is not always the only piece of information that we should pay attention to. So you will notice if you have a young baby that when you go to the doctor's office, one of the first things they do is weigh the baby. And that's because weight is an important indicator of nutritional status and of hydration in a young baby. We pay close attention to the number of wet diapers and poopy diapers. Any newborn parent knows that they're quizzed on those numbers often at the pediatrician's office. And so I tell families when they go home from the hospital, it can be very helpful to keep track on the back of a napkin because you will lose track of day and night, but your pediatrician will still want to know. And that's because that, again, can help us understand if the baby's taking enough in and it's working its way through the system and coming out. One of the most important things that parents or caregivers can look for is that the baby is awake, alert, and interested in feeding. A baby who is very sleepy or who won't wake up is always a baby that is concerning to me as a doctor and I would want to know about.
So if you find that, you know, maybe your baby is often very sleepy and isn't really waking up and doesn't seem to be getting enough nutrients, how do you navigate that?
One of the first things you should do is call your pediatrician. But the second thing you should do is try not to blame yourself. Moms often feel inadequate or like they've done something wrong when their breastfeeding relationship isn't going as they had expected or their child's weight gain is not going as they have expected. We all want the best for our children, and sometimes we just need another set of eyes on the situation to give us some other tools or new strategies for a way forward.
What do those tools look like? You know, if your baby just isn't or doesn't seem to be getting enough nutrients, should you go to formula? Should you, you know, try a donor breast milk? Are there some solutions to that?
Yes, absolutely. There are many, and you've mentioned a few. The answer will depend on the situation. There are multiple strategies that you can use, some having to do with your own breast milk and the way or the frequency with which you're feeding your baby, and some to do with what we call supplements, meaning breast milk that you've pumped and you're giving through a bottle, formula that you're giving to the baby through a bottle, or even donor breast milk, which is a wonderful option in some of our hospitals and communities for another alternative to formula.
When it comes down to the health benefits of breast milk versus formula, I think there's a lot of opinions on what is better. What do you believe medically, especially if you're talking about a situation where you're feeding the child through a bottle, either way, what is better?
I think it's honestly very hard to describe one as better or worse. I think that in each situation, there will be one that might be preferable to the family. And in rare cases, there's one that is medically indicated, meaning there's a medical reason why we should pick one pathway versus the other. But for the most part, this involves a lot of gray and a lot of choice on the part of the family in discussion with their pediatrician. There are some things that breast milk can offer that formula cannot. So breast milk can offer some protection from infections because it is coming from the mother who has been exposed to colds and flus and other illnesses in the world before she had a baby. And some of that memory in her body can be passed forward to protect her child from infections. And we know that babies who have been breastfed as a whole are less likely to have things like ear infections, lung infections, or severe cases of diarrhea. Another part of breastfeeding that is different than formula feeding is that breast milk evolves over time. And what I mean by that is that as your child grows older, the composition of the breast milk that your body's making changes to specifically adapt to the needs at that very developmental moment. So there are also many formulas which can provide specific nutritional needs. And thank goodness, there are formulas that have been designed for medical conditions where a baby cannot or should not breastfeed. But overall, breast milk is able to provide a component of the mother's experience and reflects the intimate relationship between mom and baby in a way that formula, which is mass-produced, cannot mimic.
At least not yet, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure there are some wonderful formula development scientists right now who are saying, well, just wait.
Busy at work. So, you know, we've talked about some of the stumbling blocks that people come across when they start to breastfeed, but something that, you know, I know a few women who I work with who have recently had babies, something that they encounter is just the ability or inability to breastfeed during the week. How do you suggest that people navigate that situation?
So breastfeeding outside the home, you know, in public spaces, at work, pumping at work or while traveling, providing breast milk to your infant when you're away from your infant. These are all really important, very pragmatic issues that every breastfeeding mom encounters and that not many people talk about. One of the wonderful things that people who don't breastfeed can do to support breastfeeding in their community is advocate for spaces in their workplace or in public spaces that are clean and comfortable and appropriate for breastfeeding or expressing breast milk, because it is a very real, uncomfortable situation to be stuck somewhere where you feel like you can't breastfeed or safely express breast milk when you need to. I think another consideration is that breastfeeding really changes not just the baby's schedule, but mom's daily schedule too. Babies need to be fed every 3 to 4 hours, depending on their age. And that means a mother's body is preparing milk for the baby to be fed every 3 to 4 hours. We all work in so many different schedules and environments, and not all of them are set up for us to take a 20 or a 30-minute break every 3 to 4 hours. And so some of these considerations are things that we just don't think about until it affects us ourselves. I think that if we talk about it more, we'll be less apt to forget that this is a very common thing that also requires a bit of logistical work to make happen.
A lot of people, it seems, you know, there's this kind of 1 year mark where they decide to stop breastfeeding. And it seems like that's suggested by a lot of sources. Why the 1 year mark?
The World Health Organization, as well as the American Academy of Pediatrics and a number of other medical and public health organizations, recommend that a baby be breastfed, at least in the United States, for 1 year before introducing other forms of milk, like cow's milk. They also recommend that an infant be exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months of life, if possible, and then introduce complementary foods. And by that, I mean baby food. The reasoning behind that is that for an infant less than 6 months, they're actually too young to have water, to have juice, to have other liquids, and really too young to handle many other forms of nutrition. They need to grow and develop the ability to chew and swallow, and also the ability for their bodies to utilize that energy in a meaningful way. And then once you reach 1 year of age, certainly there's no medical community that would tell you you have to stop breastfeeding, but that is the time when the body is ready to start extracting energy or nutrients from milk like cow's milk. And so the transition is safe.
Okay. So, you know, as we're looking toward the end of breastfeeding and specifically weaning your child, what are some of the best ways to do that? What are some of the ways that make it easiest on the child and the parent?
You're going to hear a lot of opinions about this, and I think that it looks very different depending on what age you're weaning. And it also looks very different, honestly, just simply depending on the child. Every child feels differently about what breast milk and breastfeeding mean to them, even in their very at their very young age. So mothers of very young infants who need to wean early, meaning even within the first 6 months, they will be in a moment where their body is making quite a bit of breast milk, because young babies need quite a bit of volume. Whereas a mother who is weaning after 1 year will no longer be accustomed to breastfeeding as frequently. And so they may find that their issue is less about reducing the volume of their production and slowly getting used to not breastfeeding over longer periods of time, and more an issue with an older child who now feels like it's time to breastfeed and I've decided to do this. And if we are not going to do this, then I might throw a temper tantrum, right? So depending on where you're at, it can look really different. In general, we have some rules of thumb that we like to share with parents that include, you know, stopping cold turkey, meaning suddenly going from breastfeeding or expressing to doing no breastfeeding or no expression whatsoever can be really difficult, can be uncomfortable, can cause, in some cases, mastitis or an infection in the breast. So whatever time you are considering weaning or whatever scenario you're looking at, you want to reduce things gradually and allow your body some time to adjust. And also talk it over with a pediatrician, an OB, a lactation consultant, a doula, someone with some experience with women who wean, so that you can come up with a plan that doesn't put you at risk or make you too miserable in the process.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your expertise.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Kelsey Ryan is a pediatrician at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin in Milwaukee and an expert on breastfeeding. You can find more of our conversations with the Medical College of Wisconsin at wuwm.com.